Hey, Double Shifters. It's Catherine, and I'm here on your Substack podcast feed where I will be creating audio newsletters right here for you. So if you're just tuning in, this is not the exact same as the podcast, but I think this is a feature of my paid membership program on Substack that a lot of podcast listeners will enjoy, and I'd love for you to give it a try. It's all read by me, and it's the trademark ideas and thinking you love about the show. In the newsletter, you can expect groundbreaking ideas and solutions journalism about how we care for our families, our communities, and how to transform our society to center care. I am offering a 30-day free trial for Double Shift podcast listeners, so you can, for an entire month, check out both the audio newsletter and our virtual members-only hangouts, our members-only comment threads, and lots of community. So I hope you'll give it a try, and I hope you enjoy the audio newsletter. You can try it by going to thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners. That's thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners to redeem your 30-day free trial. We will also put a link to this in the show notes. Okay, and one more announcement before I get started, which is a members-only hangout announcement. The next one is going to be Friday, March 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. We cover so many interesting topics. This is all on Zoom, but this is not your typical boring Zoom meeting. This is so fun and lively. Great comments, great chat, great community. And this month, our members-only hangout is going to be on creativity and caregiving. And we have two special guests who are Double Shift members joining us to talk about creativity and caregiving. One is the musician Jasper Lipak, and one is the visual artist Elise Maggie. They are both Double Shift members for many years, so I'm really excited to be in conversation with them. And wherever you are on your creative journey, even if you think you don't have a creative bone in your body, I think you will enjoy this session and conversation. It's going to be March 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. All members will get an email to you with a reminder and a Zoom link. I can't wait to see you there. Okay, now it's time to jump into reading the audio newsletter, which I'm offering to everyone for free today, and you can then enjoy it weekly along with other member benefits when you sign up for your free trial. thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners. All right, let's jump right in. Thanks so much for listening to this week's audio newsletter. If you want weekly audio newsletters from me, don't forget to go to thedoubleshift.com. thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners to sign up for a 30-day free trial. That's thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners. Thanks for being part of The Double Shift. Okay, this is the March 6th audio newsletter from The Double Shift, 8 Things That Make My Life a Little Better. So after all of the intensity of being a business lady and switching platforms in the last few weeks, I thought I would change gears with this occasional beloved series on a wide range of things that make my life a little better. So none of these things I'm going to share are a substitute or solution for a robust social safety net or a society that values care, but they are all still fun. Nothing on this list is sponsored, and not all require purchases to experience. So I hope you will enjoy. Item number one, calling people on the phone. I have been doing more research for my book proposal about loneliness and connection, so I've tried out a piece of advice I've seen circulating: calling family and friends on the phone to chat, even if it's just for a short window. In our text-heavy world, it can be tempting to just shoot people a text, especially if you know they're busy or in a different time zone. But I'm enjoying dialing up friends who don't live close by to me to see if they can chat, even if I don't have hours of time blocked for a substantive catch-up. And alternately, if a friend calls, I'm encouraging myself to answer the phone, even if I'm in the middle of something, just to hear the friend's voice because it can boost your mood. Even if I know I don't have time for a detailed discussion of the last 6 months of happenings. Okay, item number two, Zuri Kenya dresses. You may have heard about these dresses or seen Instagram ads for them, and I just want to say with the utmost sincerity, they are the best things in my closet. I own three of them. I love wearing them to conferences or places where I want to meet people because people come up to me and want to chat about what I'm wearing, which is a great icebreaker. My dress with this high heel print, these like red high heel prints on them, totally slayed at CareFest 2023, I just want to say. Everyone wanted to talk to me about it. And while they have a distinct look and cut, the prints are limited edition, so it's unlikely they will have the exact same one out there like some other Insta-famous fashion. They are also machine washable. They hold up great. You can wear them in professional or fun personal settings. Also, they have pockets. In the newsletter, I have a picture of me in the dress. Okay, the next item is the Doubletree Inn and Suites. I don't just like it because it has double in the name. While I personally love far-flung exotic trips, as a parent, I've come to accept that for kids under, say, maybe 10, there is absolutely nothing better than a mid-range hotel with an elevator, an indoor pool, and a breakfast buffet. I am now partial to the Doubletree Inn & Suites as my go-to mid-range hotel brand. My experience at two different locations in North Carolina were both top-notch. The suite rooms are really reasonable and spacious and nicely decorated. They have chocolate chip cookies in the afternoon, a hot breakfast buffet in the morning, and the cherished indoor pool. One of my twins asks regularly, months after our visit, when can we go back to the hotel and live there forever? Since there are so many hotel brands that seem similar, I now know to book for this one for future trips and not look back. Next on the list is the Yukio Teacup. I am not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I have no frame of reference for what this word is supposed to sound like. So I requested this as a holiday gift without that much research, but I have discovered after months of using it daily, it is the greatest. I love its design to keep your tea warm and have a place to take out the loose leaf tea without making a mess or immediately having to go to the sink. If you are a loose leaf tea drinker, I think you will love it too. I have included a picture in the newsletter. Okay, next on the list is the Substack app. I have become a total stan for Substack. This has happened. I'm just speaking my truth. And I love their app. I can read all of my newsletters in one place and see their notes feature. When I'm looking to futz around on my phone, reading newsletters is so much more rewarding than scrolling Instagram or other social media. Give it a whirl if you haven't tried it out already. Next on my list is Sonic Peace. After a lot of hemming and hawing about it, my husband and I decided to add a TV to our kids' playroom upstairs, so the only TV in the house was not just in our very open concept living room kitchen. Now that the twins are four, they can be in a different room without an adult with them. Hallelujah. And not having to listen to their TV shows while I am cooking or cleaning or doing general stuff downstairs is an amazing gift to myself. This move hasn't actually increased their amount of screen time, but has merely increased my peace and joy while they are having screen time. An added bonus is, this is maybe very twin specific or age specific, I don't know. If they don't see adults while they're watching TV, they don't ask us to change their show every 10 minutes and then fight over what to watch next. So I'm really going to count this as winning. Okay, next, my next recommendation is for Durham food lovers specifically. This is geographically specific recommendation. Did you know that Loco Pops, yes, Loco Pops, I'm talking about the popsicle store, now has an incredibly well-stocked gourmet market that has fancy sauces and spices and Rancho Gordo beans and breads and treats from Strong Arm and lots of chocolates that are great gifts? Are you hearing my incredulity and excitement? I can't believe how long it took me to discover this, so don't sleep on this gem. If you are interested in all of these food items, surprise, go to the Popsicle store. They also have wine. It's amazing. Anyway, go check it out. All right, and my last thing that is making my life a little better is winter soups for lunch. I have discovered an easy and incredibly delicious formula for winter soups for as a work-from-home lunch go-to, and I'm going to outline the whole shebang in tomorrow's members-only thread. So if you want the details, be sure you are a member and enjoy that soup how-to lunch tutorial. I am inviting you all to share. I'd love to hear your recommendations for things that are making your life a little better right now. So please share them, any and all things, in the comments. Okay, and I am on a tear of recommending other Substacks that I love, and so I have two great newsletters to share with you. The first is Matriarchy Report. Journalists Allison Letcher and Lane Anderson have a great weekly newsletter focused on solutions to issues around care work and family life, stuff I think you probably are into. Their formats include personal essays, Q&As with authors and experts of all kinds, as well as original reporting. I was honored they recently featured my work at New America under the awesome titles 8 Great Gifts for Caregivers and Every Time Motherhood Radicalizes Someone, an Angel Gets Its Wings. Those are great newsletter titles, in my opinion. Check out their great work and give them a subscribe. My next newsletter I want to be sure you know about is Making It Work. If you liked this edition of the Double Shift newsletter, you'll love the thoughtful recommendations of Youngna Park. She has a great newsletter. Her taste is impeccable, or it's just very similar to mine. You take your pick. It's well-researched, especially in the books department for both kids and adults. Also, I love that she makes great recommendations without being overly consumerist, which feels like a fine line sometimes, and I think you'll love it as much as I do. Thanks so much for listening to this week's audio newsletter. If you would like to give our audio newsletters and other member benefits a try for free, go to thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners. That's thedoubleshift.substack.com/listeners for your 30-day free trial. Thanks for being part of The Double Shift.